I'm joined by Kay's first team coach, Mark Hams, after this afternoon's 1-0 win against Leatherhead. Mark, it's been a satisfying weekend's work.
Yeah, very satisfying. A very satisfying five games, to be honest with you, Simon. We discussed it just a couple of minutes back about since the Met Police game. We have got five wins in a row, and I had a little chat with Robert Waldridge earlier and just wondered when the last time the club might have done that, five wins in a row. I'm not being big-headed, it's just a little one for the boffins. Might only have been a couple of seasons ago, I might be making a wally of myself, but very, very satisfying to get five wins in a row.
Tommy Williams got the winning goal. It's the second home game in a row, he's put in a free kick like that. They're difficult to defend against, those type of free kicks, aren't
very
they?
Very difficult. I made the point at half-time that when we set him up in training, that what you do is you tell him you're actually shooting from that position, you're actually shooting. Any little touch you can get on it is a bonus. In my opinion, a goalkeeper should always follow the flight of the ball. He didn't, and that's 2 weeks in a row, like you say, that he's done that. And if you put him in the right areas, you just never know. And it's no coincidence either that the last seven goals that we've scored are all set pieces. Three of them penalties, I know, but all set pieces, and that's not credit. I said to the players, that's not credit to Dowse or Martin or myself. We're not the ones who have to put the cross in, we're not the ones who have to get on the end of the headers, and we're not the one that has to be cool enough to put a penalty in. That's all credit to the players.
As well as his goal, Tommy Williams, was he man of the match, do you think?
Well, it definitely wasn't speed. I've just had the bottle of champagne off him in there. I'm not having that one. I can't wait for the day the sponsors get a man of the match right. I think there was probably a few players. I wouldn't like to stick my neck out. I thought there was a period in the second half for about 25 minutes where Dean Lodge was outstanding on and off the ball. Just his work rate is unbelievable, and he really is becoming the player that he wants to be.
By the letter of the law, should John Coke have lasted till the end of the game, do you think? Or should he have been sent off when he pulled that guy down through on goal?
I had an excellent view of that, and that was blatantly shoulder to shoulder. He's got a few really wrong today. I've got a sympathy for the lad who was booked for having a bit of banter with a crowd. You can't have banter with a crowd anymore. I can't believe what I'm seeing. People, all he's done is had a little bit of a crack and blown a kiss at someone in the crowd, and he's got himself booked. It's scandalous. And then the ref says he could have incited a riot. I mean, there's 25 people standing in the corner over there. What are they going to do? Start tearing the bins up and throwing them on the pitch? It's embarrassing. But no, that was shoulder to shoulder for me. John's one. And but having said that, having given the foul, you just never know. He could have, by the letter of the law, like you say, he might just have walked.
And should Leatherhead have had a penalty in the first half, do you think?
Remind me. Yes, I do. Sorry, yes, I do. And I made the point at half-time to the boys that although the referee might get things wrong in our favour, he might also get things wrong against us. And I must admit it was a worry to me that if there had been an ish decision in the penalty area for them second half, I think he probably might have given it.
There's an assortment of ex-K's players playing for them today, but they kept on the main fairly quiet. But Jamie Beer really excelled against his former club.
Yeah, Jamie, I thought he was excellent, to be honest with you. And going back a couple of questions, he might even nick the man of the match himself, excuse me, playing through an injury as well. And he's taken a bit of stick from a couple of their players and whatever after the game, and he's been told that we'll definitely be playing against Leatherhead next season because we're not going up and whatnot, which was a little bit unnecessary, but I know it's part and parcel of the game. But I thought he was excellent. But yeah, you could just see Boosie chipping Luke Garrard with 10 minutes to go there, couldn't you? We'd never have heard the end of that one.
But Luke Garrard, it was a great save from Boosie, wasn't it? It kept us in it.
Excellent save. I was really pleased for Luke because he took a lot of stick for that, which was a poor decision, to be honest with you. And we've had the discussion in the changing room where he could have just run the ball back into his box under pressure from Cole Gibbs and picked it up. But a lesser keeper or a lesser player might have just crumbled after making such a poor decision, but he didn't. Stood his ground and great save. Because, to be honest with you, Simon, I thought it was him.
It's the first clean sheet in a while. How much of that was down to Speedo's return? Perhaps not as much, bearing your comment earlier.
No, it was. It's encouraging to see that we are actually back to defending again. And we've taken a lot of stick for the way we've defended over the last sort of couple of months. And rightly so. When we're due criticism, we've got to be big enough to take it. And we are big enough to take it. But, excuse me, going back to sort of the first 10 or dozen games of the season, we looked really, really difficult to beat. And I just think there's an element of that creeping back in now, which I'm very, very satisfied with.
How pleased were you today as well that we did come under the cosh, particularly in the last 20 minutes, half an hour, but we held firm and kept a clean sheet?
Again, this is the same thing. You could say the same thing about Horsham and maybe one or two recent games. But probably since Met Police was quite disappointing in the last 5-10 minutes there. But yeah, it's going to happen. Teams are going to get periods. Teams are going to have periods of pressure. And we just hope and pray and touch wood, if there's any about, that we've just got this panic button, smashed it with a hammer and chucked it in the bin. And may it continue.
We've got Cray away next weekend. That looks on paper to be the trickiest game in our running. Do you get the feeling that if we get something there, we can make a real surge for the playoffs?
I think if we get anything there, it's a great result. 25 games unbeaten, if my maths is correct, for Cray, and that's a hell of a record. You don't do that by accident, by the way. But yeah, it'll be a great result. Come away from there with anything, will be great. And I'll be on the phone later to their manager, get their boys out Saturday night and treat them to a right good one in a restaurant somewhere, late lock in, and hopefully we'll take them to the cleaners.
Given the results today, Worthing drew today, does it make next Sunday's game less of a must-win game? A draw would be a good result, wouldn't it?
A draw would be a good result, but our mentality, we never set up in training, we never set up before games to go and draw games. Our mentality will be to go and win the game. We, as a management team, our enthusiasm always tells us that we expect the team to win. We're not always going to get it right, but we always expect the team to win. But yeah, it'd be massive. If we're getting a result over there next week, it'd be massive.
There's a few knocks picked up in the game on Saturday. NJ Lampton took another one today. Cartwright went off. What's the news from the treatment table at Case?
Yeah, there's a few hamstring injuries flying around, what with the cold weather and whatnot. But NJ's picked up a cramp during the game, but fair play to him. He's turned around and said, no, let me run it off. Tommy Williams took a whack on his ankle on Saturday. He's come through the game 90 minutes and he was feeling it as well. Simon Huckle had a thigh strain on Saturday. He's come through it. Gavin Cartwright's picked up a hamstring injury, and fortunately we have got the extra day between now and the next game, what with it being Sunday, so we can hopefully get some good attention on him over the next few days. And get him maybe even training Thursday, you just never know. But speaking of injuries, like I said earlier, so it's a great run of five games, and if we're going to dedicate that to anybody, we're dedicated to Nick Rundell, because he's... there's a very good chance that he may be unfit for the rest of the season. He's picked up an injury which looks like it requires an operation, and he's been great for us, Nick. He had a spell during earlier on in the season where I thought he was excellent for half a dozen games at least, and the poor sod picked up an ankle injury first pre-season training session we got together, and he's not had a lot of luck this season, so the five wins are all dedicated to Nick Rundell.